Calling the Sade Pettis Amateur Radio Club repeater net. Calling the Spark repeater net. This is KD0ETL, Kilo Delta Zero, Echo Tango Lima. Now I'll be your net control station for this evening. My name is Paul, and my QTH is Hughesville, Missouri. Spark repeater net meets each Sunday evening from approximately 8 p.m. until 8:30 local time on the Sade 147.03 megahertz repeater with a minus offset. Purposes of the net are to gather hams in the area and exchange information of mutual interest and to promote public service by ham operators. At this time, do we have any emergency or priority traffic for the net? Call net control. Are there any announcements for the net? Net control wants to remind everyone that 2 weeks from now, September 8th will be our next scheduled club meeting at Sade Fire Headquarters, and I'll have more information on that between now and then to remind everyone again. So with that, I will open up for mobiles, portables, short-timers, those that are in and out. Space your calls. Pause before speaking. KD0ETL.
KD0ATL. KD0CYR. In and out.
KE0QAM, I'll be in and out.
All right, net control recognizes KE0QAM and KE0CYR. Good evening to Bob and Chandler. Thanks for checking in. You guys have a great week. And any more mobiles, portables, or short-timers? Hearing any, we'll open up for regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the Spark Repeater Club net. Call now.
KD0USK.
KE0FUD.
KJ5ZW.
All right, we'll hold it there. I got three good ones. I got KJ5ZW, KE0FUD, and KD0USK. Good evening, Brett, and your comments for the net.
Hey, good evening, Paul. Good evening, everybody. Good to hear you in there. Hopefully we get a big check-in to pool tonight. Had a pretty good weekend. Nothing too exciting. Friday, I did decide to peel out of work a little early, and Mom and I ran down to Joplin to the Ham Fest down there. Just wanted to check that out. I haven't ever been to that one, and heard it. It always had a really good turnout, and just wanted to take it all in. So we drove down and got there around a little after 1:30 or so, and went around. They still had quite a few tables that looked like folks were going to show up, but there was quite a few in there. It was a big ham fest. I would relate it to the Shrine one in Kansas City. It might have been a little bigger. But all the folks wasn't there on Friday, so it looked like maybe Saturday was going to be a little bigger turnout. But they had a lot of computer stuff, had a kind of a room there where there was quite a bit of, it looked like maybe some software stuff, and they had a little bit of everything. I thought maybe Kenwood and some of the guys would be down there, but they weren't when I was there. But it was a good ham fest. Got a couple small treasures, nothing too big. And had a chance to see Grace and Don. They were there, so it was good to see them. I didn't see any other Sedalia folks, so that's about all I got for that. Went down to Lake today for just a little while. Take Carrie out. She'd been neglected the past couple of days. Yesterday I had quite a bit of stuff to do, so we went down to Lake and just kind of cruised around a little bit and had a nice lunch and just kind of eased back just a few minutes ago, so just got back in. Anyway, not a lot of else going on. Hope everybody has a real good week. 73 KD0 USK.
KD0 USK. KD0 ETL. All right, Brett, very good. I was gonna let you know too, and now I know you weren't on the radio any, but there's been some disturbances in the force, so to say, is the space weather conditions, some magnetic storms and solar winds and all that stuff. 75 meters was not very good this morning, and I didn't hear very much on any of the bands for most of the day. It looks like it's starting to slack off some. I'm not sure how much longer it'll last, but thought there for a while it might be strong enough to have to be able to see the aurora, but it looks like it's slacking off, so that shouldn't be prevalent. So, all right, I'm glad you had a good weekend and took the lady out for afternoon jaunt down to the lake, so that's good. You have a good week, and we'll go to Chris, KE0FUD, and Chris, while I got you, ask him to see if you can handle the net next weekend.
We'll put that on my calendar, Paul. We'll do that before I forget about it just right now. Let me pull it up right quick. I don't have much to say this evening, really. Just kind of been pillowing around the house, doing some clean up around here and reorganizing things. Other than that, it's been pretty quiet. Haven't done much. That's all I've got. I'll talk to you next week. KE0FUD.
0FUD, KD0ETL. All right, Chris. Yeah, I didn't do much outside today. I was going to grill and decided it was too hot. My daughter and I, we come up with a chicken recipe of a different kind of marinade and tried that and just grilled it on the old-fashioned iron skillet on the stove. So it came out really good and exactly what we were hoping for. So that was fun. So just stayed inside and didn't get out in the heat much. All right, we'll go to Philip, KJ5ZW. Good afternoon or evening, Philip, and your comments.
KJ5ZW, and to the group, you sound like we're got the start of a pretty good group going this evening. The only thing I've been doing today is kind of sticking around the house. I did go up there at Menards and I got myself some boards for another project work on and brought them home and unloaded them in my garage. It's just too hot out there for me to want to be out there, so I've been standing around and kicking around the house here. The like you said, that geostorm is making things rough, but I was just before the net, I was on 3922 and starting to pick up folks from Gonzales, Texas, all the way up to all around this area, about a 700 mile distance in every direction. So it sound like it's starting to slack up a little bit. See, anyway, I'll just nothing else to add, so I'll turn it back over to you, Paul. KD0ETLBKJ5ZW.
KJ5ZW, KD0ETL. All right, Philip. Yeah, it was very rare that signals were as bad as they were this morning, or at least on my end. And, I never have it to where I hear Lynn stronger than Keith or as strong. They were about the same, and neither one very good. And even you, I blame that on partially being so close. Sometimes it's like it skips over and don't get as good a signal, so wasn't the best for 75 this morning. All right, we'll catch you later in the week. And we're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Call now. K0DTY.
In and out.
All right, I had three in there. I got Harry, K0TTY, real good, and there was another one, and then the last signal was very, very weak and not clear enough to get in the repeater. You might try your position on your antenna or a higher spot. The other call that was in there, could you hear me call again, please?
W2SAM, in and out.
Okay, W2SAM, got you, Sam. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you. And the other station that was trying to get in, give it one more try, see if you can get in the repeater. Well, I didn't hear him that time. K0TTY, Harry, did you happen to hear that station or hear the call sign?
No, I didn't. I was listening to the repeater and didn't reach the buttons quick enough to go over to reverse. But, yeah, I did hear that, too, and it sounded like somebody was in there. But I'll go ahead here. Nothing much going on this weekend for me. I've been still working on the shack, repaired some light fixtures, and kind of doing an LED light retrofit. One of those lights seems to have a good acoustic hum to it, and so I think I may have a defective one there. I can't hear it on my receiver, and I'm just wondering what my transmit sounds like, if there's any kind of a hum or what kind of a signal quality I've got. But everything else is going pretty smooth here. I guess I'm going to be trying to keep cool the rest of the week. It's supposed to be a hot one. Turn it back to you, Paul. K0TTY.
K0TTY. KD0ETL. All right, Harry. I hear a hum, but I usually hear a hum. I believe it's from the repeater or the perhaps the power supply at the repeater site. Not sure. You listen close on me to see if you hear it. I don't think it was from you, but it's possible.
Yeah, I just hear just a little bit of a hum, and it just could be the PL coming over maybe. Don't know, but I don't hear anything unusual, though, on the received signal. I'm just curious what my transmit was. K0TTY.
Okay, Harry. Yeah, I believe it's coming from the repeater. Because I usually hear a little bit of hum from somebody. That or it's my power supply just putting it in there with you. But it's very very copyable, and I hit you on reverse, and you're almost full-scale on reverse even. So thanks for checking in. We'll take another standby for more check-ins. More check-ins, call KD0ETL.
This is KY0P.
Hi, Net Control copies KY0P. Good evening, Dennis. Sorry, I had a phone call to answer real quick. And what's going on with you this evening?
Well, good evening, Paul. Everybody else, just enjoying this heat just like everybody else. Hi. What was it? Probably a week ago, Mike Thompson on Channel 4 had said that, you know, to expect this at least through the 7th or the 8th of September. So I guess we're going to deal with it. Anyway, had a good weekend. Last night we went down to the races at Wheatland. It was the track championship for four different divisions. Put on an excellent show down there. I don't know how many people have been down there, how many race fans there are, but that's definitely worth the drive to go down and just see the facility they've got there and the quality of racing that that shows up there on a weekly basis. But anyway, really enjoyed that. I've been meaning to mention this on the net for a couple weeks, but kind of forget it. I don't know how many people out there are interested in astronomy, but all summer there's been good viewing on, of course, Venus, which you can always see in the western sky after the sun goes down. But it's extremely bright. Also, Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars. Mars, about a week ago, reached its closest point to Earth in, for a long time to come, and you can spot that. Oh, in the southeastern sky. Of course, it's the red planet, and it shows very red. So, anyway, those planets are visible in the evening. Then people that are up while it's still dark, but right before dawn in the east, Mercury is visible. So anyway, clear shots of a lot of planets for anybody who's interested. And that's about all I got. I'll turn it back to you, Paul, and say 73 to everybody. Have a great week. from KY0P.
KY0P, KD0ETL. Oh, yeah, I need to get down to Wheatland one of these days and watch one of those races. And the planets, yeah, I'm usually outside in the evenings a lot of times seeing those. And I know a month or two ago I was able to see Mercury in the evening, just if the sky was clear, in the evening just before or just after the sun went down, you could see it. But it's, like I say, it's come far around now. It's on the other end early morning. So, and I believe early mornings now for the space station spotting will be starting up here pretty soon. So they'll be, it'll be showing early morning, you know, anywhere from 5 to 6, somewhere near. So anyway, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch you later in the week. We're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net, call now.
KD0, eyes and I, Mark in Boonville.
And Control recognizes KD0, eyes and I. Good evening, Mark, and your comments for this evening.
KD0, eyes and I, and Annette, thanks for getting me in there. I'm here on a home on a Sunday, so I was working up in Brooklyn, New York all week, and I am glad to be out of there. It's just nothing like compared to being out here west. But anyway, hopefully I'll be around next Sunday to catch you all again. So thanks for getting me in there. KD0EYZI.
KD0EYZI, KD0ETL. All right, Mark, thanks for checking in. And I checked you on reverse this time, and I think I got you about a 6. Usually I have you stronger, but I think conditions are not as good as usual. So, yeah, I bet being in New York's it'd be rough. I've been there a couple times to visit, but definitely wouldn't want to stay. All right, thanks for checking in. We'll go at the bottom of the list again. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Call now.
Kilo Charlie Zero, Echo Lima Bravo, 20 in Boonville.
Kilo Delta Zero Whiskey X-Ray Tango, KD Zero WXT.
All right, Net Control recognizes KD Zero WXT and KC Zero ELB. KC Zero ELB, good evening. I believe it's Tony. Thanks for checking in. What do you got for us this evening?
Well, I got myself a new amplifier. Trying it out. Feels like it's doing okay. The 2 meter band's been kind of weird the last couple of nights. Checked into a couple of repeaters over in Kansas from here in Boonville last night, which was kind of fun. And some stuff over on the Illinois side. So it's been kind of fun on 2 meters. So anyway, I'll say 73s. Hope everyone has a good week on the net. KC0, ELB back in net control.
KC0ELB, KD0ETL. All right, Tony. And I checked you on reverse and had you about a signal 4 or thereabouts this evening. Like I say, I don't think conditions are as good as usual. So thanks for checking in. Go to Roger, KD0WXT. Good evening, Roger, and your comments.
Good afternoon, Paul, and everyone else on the net. I kind of stayed inside, took it easy this weekend. Matter of fact, KE0LMY for the first time in many, many weeks kind of just called it a weekend off, and she just kind of did absolutely nothing all weekend. She said she wasn't even going to check in on any of the nets this weekend. She said she's got a full week ahead of her, and she's been going, seems like, full out since before 3 weeks before field day. So if you would, please check in KE0LMY and also KE0LMZ. Back in net control.
KD0WXT, KD0ETL. All right, Roger, I got Sam and I think it's Renee. I'm trying to remember when I said Sam, that's Renee. Okay, got KD0LMY and KD0LMZ checked in also. So tell everyone there to have a safe week, and she must be sick or something. Okay, have a great week. We're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Call now.
KE0QXR, Joe, here in Sedalia. No traffic.
KE0QXR. All right. Thanks for checking in, Joe. I remember talking to you the other day. Are you in town or are you down at Lakeview Heights?
Well, I'm in town. I have a friend's got a doctor's appointment up at VA in Columbia, so I come in to stay the night with him, and I'm going to take him up to Columbia tomorrow.
All right, Joe. Thanks for checking in. Good signal. And one more call. Last call for check-ins for the Sparker PeterNet call now. All right, not hearing any more check-ins. The net ran for 23 minutes. Had a total of 14 check-ins, including myself. Or 15, including myself. I forgot to write myself down. So, everybody, have a great week. 73. This is KD0 ETL, return to repeater back to normal use.